Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
My heart thumb, not from being nervous sometimes. I'm thinking God made me special here on purpose. So all the while till I'm gone, make my words important. So if I slip away, if I die today.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, the Houston Texans could be in a little bit of trouble from a sanction standpoint. Despite the NFL's COVID-19 protocols prohibiting more than 3 players from a gathering, at least 6 Texans players, including Deshaun Watson, were all at Lefty's Cheesesteak. That's Deshaun Watson's new cheesesteak place. And the franchise opening was on Tuesday. Tytus Howard was there, Duke Johnson, Laremy Tunsil, Roderick Johnson, Brandon Cooks. The Houston Chronicle also reported Charles Omenihu was there. We were not there. We were not given cheesesteaks.
And that's
really on Deshaun for not understanding the cheesesteaks.
He made a mistake. If he had invited us, we would have been able to tell him, hey, Deshaun, there are too many players here. That's more than 3. You know you're breaking the law or the rules.
Yeah, that's
send a couple
breaker.
Of those guys home.
Yeah. Lenny Ambrose from St. Arnold brought us food yesterday. So you know who's at the very top now? St. Arnold. Because St. Arnold brought the food. Now, the food was also great.
Yeah.
Well, this is, I think, more on Nick Scherfeld for not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Deshaun for not understanding who the tastemakers are in this city.
Right.
I mean, there may be some harsh words for lefties if things aren't corrected, Nick.
Ooh, can you imagine if lefties. They don't bring fries, too?
Yeah. Wow.
Well.
But the group activity thing, what do you think will come of this? Warning. You think the Texans are going to get smacked with 25K?
And if God forbid,
it's going to be a 25K, isn't it?
If they have an outbreak,
because there was a long.
We're talking about draft.
There was quite a few people there.
And draft picks, and we're talking about as if the Texans need this.
Oh my God! Can you imagine if Deshaun's cheesesteak thing,
with
Toro was there, cheerleaders? Can you imagine if that cost a draft pick?
And listen, you're talking 25,000. This thing could hit hundreds of thousands if the Texans have an outbreak.
Well, we've seen a 100K fine before.
What did the Raiders get? The Raiders caught half a million, didn't they?
Dude, the Raiders didn't have masks at a function with fans and things like that. Now, I didn't see any pictures with the players not wearing masks. I didn't see that. And if you're sitting down to eat, you're not going to wear a mask, so you can't really. But that's also why the NFL says, it doesn't matter. You're not supposed to have more than 3 there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The NFL fined the Raiders a total of $500K.
That's what I said.
They hit John Gruden with $150K.
Yeah.
Well, this is over the course of the whole year.
Yeah, they've had multiple issues.
And Gruden was not wearing a mask on the sideline. That's why he got blasted.
Trent Brown tested positive. Yeah.
They've been hit like 2 or 3 times, the Raiders. The Raiders have been hit multiple times by the league with fines.
Yep. So, was James Harden there eating?
No, he would have been at turkey leg hut if he was going to be eating.
Well, it doesn't seem like James is just eating turkey.
What do you mean? I mean, it's a turkey. Well, the turkey leg hut, they'll stuff the turkey with macaroni.
Plain, no?
James ain't getting plain.
No, probably ain't. Think he's getting Cajun? He's getting a lot of stuffing, it seems.
What do you mean, John? It's just the angle of the picture.
Is it though?
I think he's bigger.
Is it though?
James has got to work some of that weight off.
No, you saw his arms in the press. Let's hear from James.
You want to hear from James? You want to hear from Brian Windhorst? Who you want to hear from?
Oh, you got the Brian Windhorst thing?
Yes.
Okay, so Brian Windhorst on his podcast talked about James and LeBron and this whole being late thing.
About how Westbrook had some of the same similar perks in Oklahoma City that Harden enjoyed in Houston or enjoys in Houston, which is, setting the travel schedule, setting the practice schedule, sort of showing up and going when he pleases. But Westbrook, was way more focused on you know, being on time, being professional than Harden was. And the same with LeBron. I mean, LeBron was changing the Cavs' travel procedures in like 2006. but you want to get on LeBron's wrong side, show up late for the bus. He one time dressed down his teammates in Cleveland in his second stint because he thought they were leaving the visiting locker rooms in some of these places too messy. So, like, and by the way, I'm not saying LeBron hasn't, you know, squeezed the abuse of power button a little bit at times, but, you know, while McMahon's story really shines a light on what led Harden to kind of behave this way, this is kind of par for the course for these kind of players.
Yeah, but you grow up. Like LeBron grew up.
Well, do you use that power in a leadership role?
Well, early on LeBron did, but then he said, then he ruled with an iron fist, saying, "No, that's not how we do it. That's not how we're not late for a team meeting. We're not going to leave the dressing room a mess. We're going to be professional."
Well, that's championship.
And James
character.
Has never gotten that
right. That's championship character.
That's right.
No, most people in Houston look the James people. The hardcore fans, you can still read their comments that this is a hit piece. This is set up by an author who doesn't like young millionaires. There's all these
what?
Stupid. Oh, yeah. The excuses that are made about this. Oh, we already knew all this. There's nothing new. And James deserves this kind of power or whatever. This is every player in the league. The difference is it's not that there is power for the stars. That's not what it is. It's, do you abuse it, and do you hurt your team's chances at success? What are you doing with the power?
Mm-hmm.
Are you using it so that you don't have to go to so you can make everyone late by going to a plane 2 hours late? Are you going to just strip clubs and you let that man have his personal life? Look, that's fine if you want to do that, but don't tell me about championship medal or anything like that. And don't be mad when people say he doesn't deserve to be on this level with this guy and this guy. Don't start making that argument either, because championship guys at the end of the day are going to have championship medal, and they're going to have championship personalities. And I'm not saying you can't party, have fun and all that, but when it comes time to get down, then they're going to get down and they're going to hold others accountable and they're going to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really James. I mean, that's not, you know, he's a great basketball player, great scorer, doesn't play on both ends of the court, despite what the Rockets will tell you with their propaganda for years about how good a post defender he is. We're not blind. I mean, he doesn't defend on the perimeter. I mean, and when he puts an effort, he's given just heroic praise for, you know, and even James is defending. Like Van Gundy said, hey, you come back from the bubble. James is making an effort to defend.
This is something
that's what Kobe would do. That's what LeBron would do. Mike would do. Kawhi Leonard. Like the best players
that you
with multiple
point
championships.
That out is an indictment. There's no question. Yeah, no question. 713-780-3776. And then, well, James, though, has been working hard, right, though? I mean, he's been working his ass off. Now, he looks a little bigger, and he was on the podium. And Tim McMahon was asking.
I thought you like thickness.
I do. Not my basketball players as much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tim McMahon, you know, at some James answered some questions, and it makes a lot of sense why he didn't show up on time.
James, what was the point that you were trying to get across when you went to Atlanta and Vegas when training camp was starting?
I was just training.
What were you training for?
The start of the NBA season.
How did going to Atlanta and Vegas help you there when the Rockets were starting training camp in Houston?
Just, you know, my personal trainers.
Now, if you know anything about Atlanta,
it's personal.
If you know anything about Vegas, they've got some spots.
Well, and they got honey buns.
Well, we've seen videos. James actually, did James forget that he posted videos from Vegas?
I guess. I don't know.
I think it was Vegas or Atlanta.
He was training with his personal trainer, Lil Baby. Is Lil Baby James's personal trainer? And that's why he pays him so much, because he got him in such good shape with the honey buns.
I don't know if, no, he's not his personal trainer.
He could be his personal trainer. You don't know that.
I do. Yeah, I do. We talked to his personal trainer.
Well,
remember we interviewed him actually on the show.
Who's his personal trainer?
Remember we had that guy come on when he was the one grinding with James when he was running the hills and in Arizona and stuff like that. Remember we had him on the air?
Yeah.
He's a local guy.
Maybe he switched a little bit. Local guy. Have you heard?
Well, I think the local guy's not loving that picture that was out there like, that ain't my handiwork.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't put that on me. James, don't tag me in any posts. Not until you're back in shape. That's what I tell him. Please don't tag me in an Instagram post until you're back in game shape. But he's not game shape. But he's not the first guy that's been in game shape. He'll be in game shape.
By the way, he will be.
And he's already scoring. Like, I'm not worried about James, the basketball player, getting his numbers. Never have been. Never will be.
I think it's an interesting team, if you want to know the truth. I think with Wall and – I mean, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt because God only knows they're going to – it'll probably be around for a couple of weeks, and then, you know, then they're going to be hurt again. But I think it's kind of an interesting team. What Christian Wood has shown, what Tate has shown, you know, we'll see if Caboclo even gets some. I don't know. We'll see if he gets some minutes. Well, I don't know why they bring him on. And then we'll see how different Steven Silas is, you know. I mean, he's a really, really – he designed Dallas's offense, and it was really, really good. Now they had Luka, but you got James now. I mean, so it'll be interesting to see how he uses guys as opposed to how D'Antoni did, if he trusts young guys.
You know, it's funny, Stephen A. Smith is coming after James for not Steven Jackson. James for not going and trying to help a young black coach succeed. And I get that, but when the rubber meets the road, Steven Silas's best chance might be with James out of the building so he can truly, because James isn't going to just acquiesce. When he's been given all this stuff and enabled, and Tillman's still there, Tad Brown's still there, Daryl's not there, but he has certain expectations. He's coming home to Houston. There's certain expectations. The best thing for Steven Silas might be when James is out of there and he can truly be who he's going to be in terms of running the ship, running the show, and having people get on board. Because you're always going to have to ride on James's ship. That's just Steven Silas can't just come in there and take power away from James.
Nope.
That's not how that's going to work.
Nope. All right, let's talk a little Astros on the other side right here on ESPN.
Is there anything?
There is. There's some. There's a little bit to talk about. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Chronicle did an article. Scott Boras talked about Jose Altuve and his struggles. And Boras, and rightfully so, would hesitate to judge a player on a third of the season. Because we've seen how many guys that have been awful for an extended period of time, and then they turn it around, especially with a track record like Jose Altuve's. I agree. There's one paragraph in here that is very, I think, dead on. Yet Altuve's befuddling defensive blunders prolonged at least some questions raised during the regular season about his mental state. He appeared drained and without his usual exuberance as his offensive struggles mounted. Altuve was rarely made available to the media, and when he was, answers were often short. Jose Altuve was a mess last year.
Mm-hmm.
He did turn it around against the Rays. He had a great offensive series, but then you had the defensive problems.
That's terrifying because when the yips come, in baseball there's a history of players who don't recover well from the yips, and they can pop back up at any time. It's completely mental, and that's a concern for me. That's a big – and when he's playing fast, it's good. When he slows, it's in his head, and he's making these throws, and man –
when he's holding on to the ball too long, goodness gracious, right into the dirt. I think he'll get over that. I do. I think he's just too good. He's going to – I think everything was in his head last year. And then, you know, even when he was hitting, his head wasn't there. He is just too good. There's just no way Jose Altuve is going to continue to struggle. Just no way. So I believe that Jose Altuve is going to be fine. George Springer's gone. Jim Click was on the MLB Network, and he said, you know, you got to just think about now. You got to start thinking about life without some of these guys. And Springer is gone. Brantley is still a real possibility.
A real possibility, or he's in play.
I think he's very much in play, and he's been here now. He and Springer are best boys. They are buddies. So Springer not being here, I think, hurts. And you know, Brantley he's going to have other options, and whether or not he wants to be close to, I heard that he was raised in Tampa. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe in the Tampa area. Boy, he'd be a nice addition for that. A lineup that he could use that bat, right?
Be huge.
Be huge. Yeah, I think he's turning more into a DH now.
I mean, I still think the Yankees are going to look at him like, let's get even better in our lineup. Let's throw him in there.
Yeah. Well, and again, like I've said this a long time ago, this new owner of the Mets, how much money he's got, mm-hmm. George Springer's a lock to go there. I think he's been.
You think so?
Oh yeah. I mean, it sticks it to the Yankees. It gives a star, puts a star on the Mets. The outfield is not one of their really big needs, but it does. It has all of the. It has everything that To me, it's a perfect signing for the Mets, who want to get back into the union. The Mets have been, they're the Mets. They're the second team. They got to make noise, and with this guy's money, he's gonna start.
He's a great culture changer. He's a good football. I mean, he's a good baseball player.
Yeah.
He can hit with power. He doesn't run well. I mean, he seems to run fast, but has a terrible record on the base passes in terms of getting picked off or caught stealing. But he's a good defensive center fielder. He has got pop at the top of the lineup. I think they would probably hit him first. But it would be interesting to see what another team does.
I don't think everybody's that dumb.
If they kind of move him around. I'd be curious to see what another team does with him. I'll bet you they hit him first, too. I bet you
if you're dumb.
George wants to hit first. What if George says, as long as you guys let me hit first, I'll come take your money.
Yeah, let's bring George up with nobody on all the time because the bottom of the order. And let's have that guy hitting all those home runs with nobody on base. That's smart. That's good baseball. Mm-hmm. A guy who doesn't steal bases. Decent on base, but not great.
Nobody has challenged a World Series winner more for their strategic moves than John Granato.
Well, John should have ramped it up. I mean, considering eight outs to go, he should continue. Is he justified now with eight to attack AJ Hinch after eight outs to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know what you think. I'm asking your buddy in there.
No, I don't think John's ever justified to attack AJ Hinch, a World Series manager, except for the 8 out to go thing.
Except 8 outs to go.
8 outs to go his use.
Now we've got one.
There, the bullpen.
Oh, now we got one
the
clause
George
in the
Springer
argument.
Thing.
Maybe another one.
No, there's no George Springer thing. George Springer was a World Series MVP.
Okay. AJ's perfect. Oh, maybe not.
World Series MVP?
Yeah. World Series MVP. Oh, how many more RBIs would he have had if somebody was actually on base?
Who are these guys getting on base?
At the top of the order, Jose Altuve, Alex Bregman, you think they can get on base? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they can. Okay. No, let's bat them after What was the
kill? How about
the,
get off to a quick lead with a
Chirinos.
Home run?
Let's make sure George is up right after Chirinos, who's got a 204
Why do you continue
average?
To go after
oh my God.
Something that worked?
You don't believe in tone setting? A leadoff homer from George gets everybody.
No,
he gets
the most at bats. A first inning 3-run homer.
Analytics
home.
People say he gets
better.
The
who
most
knows if
at bats.
That's a bat.
And the Astros had a better at back end of the lineup during 17 than pretty much any team in history.
But I'm pretty sure Bregman and Altuve are better hitters than them. Then they might be on base more.
Who would have been leading off in your scenario?
Bregman could have led off. Or else he'll
why you have Bregman not gonna
the
hit
home
runs with the people? Hey,
why wouldn't you want Bregman trying to knock people in?
Well, how about
you know who you would have had? Josh Reddick. Hey, how are you gonna knock in people when they're on base?
No, I wouldn't have Josh Reddick. Josh Reddick was the problem. He was batting eighth. Chirinos ninth. What? That's the problem.
Who do you want batting first then?
I want Altuve. Okay, put Altuve first.
Why would you have Altuve, a great hitter with a high
That's
OPS,
right.
Not driving people in?
No, he's on base. He runs well.
But
he
is
steals
the best
bases.
Hitter.
I don't know if you
he
heard.
He was the MVP that season for
that,
a reason.
That's right. And he would have been even scored more runs with
at
he
the
had
top of the
George
lineup?
Before, with George on. Yes.
What?
Yes.
But he wouldn't have knocked in as many runs.
No, that's all right. He would have scored more.
But he wouldn't have been MVP. But that was an MVP.
No.
Nobody
was on base for him because George homered every time.
I want to know if there's ever been another person who has had his team have the MVP sitting in the batting spot that he sat in and the World Series MVP in the batting spot he did. And then you question why the team would have the MVP and the World Series MVP in there.
Right.
You have got to be the only person who's ever questioned a team who's won a World Series.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just smarter
he's
than everybody
also
else.
Also the only person ever dreaming about Gary Pettis. So.
Yep. Yep.
So yeah. He's got
send
a lot of unique
runner.
Things. A lot
by
of unique
the way,
things.
He's doing better, by the way.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Gary Pettis doing better. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Probably a smart team like the Mets will put
him
like
Gary
the Mets?
In the middle of the order.
A smart team like the Mets?
Yeah. A smart team like the Mets will put him in the middle of the order.
George, send the runner! Send the runner!
Did you see who A.J. Hinch hired yesterday?
No.
Jose Cruz Jr.
Oh, you did?
He's on his staff.
Good for him.
Yeah, he was doing stuff for ESPN Deportes, I believe. Eric Layton would see him at the Astros games all the time and talk to him. And, Cruzito is with A.J. Hinch now.
Good for him. Good for him.
Are there any players on the Tigers who'll get the walk all over A.J. Hinch like happened here? Because, you know, he couldn't stop the guys. He goes, look, I didn't like it. But
who had a worst issue of players walking all over them? A.J. Hinch or D'Antoni and Daryl Morey? Okay, so since the other guy says he doesn't know it, Jeff Leno, Hinch Leno or Morey D'Antoni, who had a worst case of players walking all over them? It's easy.
Oh, wow.
One team won a World Series with it and one team.
Well, but
one team has had.
But they did walk all over them. They did walk all over AJ. Who do you think? Who do you
Rockets? It became bad for the team. It became really bad for the team. They lose players all the time.
One of the worst things in Major League history for the team
because they won a World Series.
Well, yeah, no, but the scandal was wow. I don't know. That's arguable.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have a World Series ring?
Yeah, but. Do you also have the most hated team in all of sports?
Has anyone came and taken your ring away from you?
In the history of sports.
Has anyone taken your ring away? Mm. So, I don't care. You know what I say? Bleep the haters.
Mm.
Where's my ring?
Mm.
Most of the people in Houston have a ring.
If AJ wouldn't have let them walk all over them, then this wouldn't have happened, would it? And they still would have won the World Series. Still would have won the World Series.
What about the Rockets? They have to wait in the plane like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stay another day in Atlanta? For what?
For who?
James.
James, that's for who.
What?
That's not.
I don't want to stay here. Do you want to be cut?
Hey, you guys, stop banging. Okay. Snow, stop. Okay. Come on. Come on. AJ, grow some and tell him to quit and start throwing the training table over every night. I think he did that once. Or no, he threw the
broke a computer with a bat or something like that.
Yeah, something.
Wasn't enough, though.
Hit the trash can with the bat, let him know I'm not going to put
up with it. The Mets are focused now on signing George Springer, but they could be the strongest suitor for Nolan Arenado this offseason. John Morosi said that. Yeah, I'm telling you, they're going to spend a lot of money. The Mets are going to be, it won't be long before their players, if they get, you know, if they sign the right guys. And George is a great start. Man, talk about a great, great clubhouse guy and, you know, cleanup hitter. 926 ESPN 975 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 975. Getting back to some Texans talk on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 975.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. So, Lance, your Houston Texans are 7-point underdogs this week. Is that enough?
Well, I mean, the defense for the Colts has been a little spotty lately.
Over under?
I would say, well, this last over under was a 46 for the game this last week. So I'm going to say Colts. I'm going to say the over under is like 48.5.
50.5.
Yeah, Colts had a huge over under day. They scored 44 against the Raiders, gave up a bunch of points. I don't think it's enough. I just don't think it's enough. I don't think the Texans, to me, the Texans are probably on Dream Street. And no Bradley Roby. Who in the world is going to cover T.Y.?
And oh, by the way,
T.Y. does this to
Cooks
you every.
Cooks is back, right? So
and Cooks could
and
get
David
something
Johnson
going.
Is back, but
no, yeah, he David, came off the COVID
yeah,
list.
He's
off. Again.
Yeah, he's
times this by guy been on the COVID reserve list. Multiple times.
He's a medical miracle. He's on the
well. Medical miracle is. I guess that's something you could say. I think of Alex Smith.
No.
But maybe David Johnson.
David Johnson
too.
Might be comeback player of the year.
How about I heard somebody on the Texans radio network, not Texans radio network, just 610 say, you know, David Johnson's been a really good football player. Maybe it's just time to, you know, see somebody else. Oh, you think now might be the time to see somebody else? David Johnson should not play for the Texans ever again.
Well,
let Buddy Howell play.
Yeah,
what is he doing? Let
I
Perron
agree,
Higdon.
But it sure would be nice if they had some kind of running game to protect Deshaun every time he drops back.
Well, that
they're
ain't
not pinning their ears back.
Ain't David Johnson?
No, it ain't David Johnson.
I thought you said you wanted a run game.
Yeah, I did. I mean, but you know, he's on the roster.
He's not been terrible. Look, he has not been terrible from a number standpoint. He's had no impact on the
game. None, zero.
He's had no impact.
So there's 7-point. I kind of like the under in this game. If you want to know the truth.
Do you really?
I don't know how the Texans are going to score. I know that the Colts defense has hit, but you know.
Well, the Colts defense is really good up front. They're really not good in the secondary.
But who's going to beat them?
Brandon Cooks.
Chad Henson.
Chad Henson. Brandon Cooks.
Is he, though?
Chad Hanson's caught the ball.
Yeah, he caught all seven.
Sean Watson. Watson does have one touchdown his last two games.
Yeah.
One touchdown pass.
I don't know.
You know that, right?
And the offensive line has been playing like crap. I mean. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I could be very wrong, and I have been wrong once or twice, but I just like the under in this one. I don't see the Texans scoring much, and their defense is going to definitely destroy the Colts offense. T.Y. Hilton has no chance this week. He never does. Not against this Texans.
Have you met T.Y. Hilton when he plays the Texans?
Yeah.
Have you seen the outcomes?
Yeah.
He literally averages it's the most yards against an opponent in NFL history. That's not hyperbole. It's real. T.Y. Hilton, who has had, before he played the Texans, had like 400 yards receiving for the year. He was having his worst year of the season. He gets against the Texans and busts, 100 in the first half? Like, he did what he always does to him.
Mm-hmm.
He did what he always does to him.
I'm playing T.Y. Hilton in the playoffs this week.
It's a bad day to play T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah, no matter what happens in the game in your fantasy game, John.
Keep
keep those egg rolls frying, bud.
Those egg rolls frying,
I'm
going to
keep those egg rolls frying.
Yeah, no matter what happens.
That's all. It doesn't matter what happens, but it's just so disgusting. Who are they going to put on TV? Who is going to cover T.Y. Hilton? Honestly, is it Philip Gaines? Is it Hargraves?
Probably Hargraves.
Oh.
Well, I didn't say it's...
I didn't say it's a...
Well, you got to be a lot of zone. You got to play a lot
option.
Of zone.
Yeah, great.
They're going to have to play...
That usually shuts them down.
Well, Big Philly, and this is the thing, you really want to play more man because Rivers doesn't have the strong arm. You know, zone, he can just, you can dink and dunk.
Yeah, but you got to worry about, if you're playing man, you got to worry about Big Philly running the football.
That's a good point.
Breaking
and just
out
taking
of the pocket
off.
And taking
yeah,
off.
Breaking contain and gashing your defense.
Yeah, don't turn your back when he's.
That's what you do against Lamar Jackson. You play zone, so you can't, you don't
so you
never
keep
turn
him in
your
front
back
of you.
On him. You never turn your back
Phillip
on
Rivers,
him.
Phillip Rivers, you can turn your back you're, and.
Everybody could just turn
just
and
turn
run
and run. You'll be fine. You'll catch him eventually. It's not gonna. He can't go forever. You'll catch him. Don't worry.
Yeah, there's nothing about this matchup that I'm excited about. In Indianapolis, where historically the Texans play unbelievable football,
I'm excited about one thing.
What?
Hannah McNair camp.
Ooh.
Do you think we're gonna get another shot?
You don't think they're gonna at least focus on her at least once to see what happens?
If, just if to she's, see.
If she's I haven't
oh, no. Is there gonna be a spotter? A Hannah McNair
there has
spotter?
To be. There
There's
has
no
to
way
be.
Hannah McNair has. Does she have an Instagram? Because if she does, it's probably private. But I would have to think maybe she has a sense of humor about this, right?
Do we know?
It was
her
funny.
To have-
we all thought it was awesome.
I don't. Think.
Is this Hannah? It says Hannah McNair. Is this her? Do you think? She
looks
like
a,
is she a
like.
Young Asian girl
no.
who's going to graduate from Florida State in 2022?
I'm looking. I've found her Instagram. It's private.
Yeah. Okay.
I would imagine.
Of course, she did. Super stalk.
There's a look. All I had to type in was her name in Instagram. It's not.
Well,
that
how
hard.
Come I got an Asian girl who's 22?
Because you suck at it.
Hannah McNair
and it's not
is
even
an Asian girl. Is she though?
Yes.
Well, it's not
is
the first.
She,
she's a pharmaceutical candidate, which says
maybe
your
giving,
future drug dealer.
Maybe stop
she
giving out
here.
All her information. It's not the first result. It's the second result.
And I mean, she's okay.
When you type in Hannah McNair.
Ooh, the Asian
are you now,
or
yeah.
Hannah McNair?
Are you now judging this Asian woman who didn't ask for your
well, I'm
opinion?
On the page now. I might as well take a look.
Why?
She's got good burger pictures. This is a really good picture of the sunset.
She's not an Instagram model.
She likes
you don't
chocolate
have to,
pies.
You don't have to grade her.
She's got a donut, Krispy Kreme donut here.
Oh.
Nah, I'm off.
And she's like 19.
It's not. I'm done.
Why? She's like 19.
No, get off there.
Knock it off.
Yeah.
Get off.
She's, see who any of her friends are.
I don't know. Actually, she might be. I don't know how old she is. It looks
see
like
who she's following.
Stop it.
He's trying to follow. He's.
Why?
All right. I'm going to take
I'm
a look at
Florida
Emma.
State.
Nope.
Yeah,
Emily,
she's
I'm off. Emily.
Candidate.
Students.
A graduate of Grand Valley State. What's your issue? Leave her alone.
Leave Hannah McNair alone.
I thought it
one.
Was the good one, and it just turns
the,
out it's just.
What do you mean the good one?
Somebody who likes chocolate pie. I like chocolate pie, but I don't care about seeing that with her.
Hannah McNair's Instagram.
What's
is
her,
the
what
second
do her feet
result.
Look like?
Well, pictures. He does like pretty feet.
I didn't scroll long. I didn't scroll down there far enough to find out.
All
right. I like pretty feet.
And yeah. No, I don't. And I don't care about it.
Yep. You do like.
You guys
pretty.
Make a big deal does, about this.
Did you? You think I should have played that drop when your daughter was on the?
That would have been.
Hey, guess what your dad
likes. I have a. I have to talk to you about something that was on the radio.
I heard
can
that
I first tell you it was Dell's fault?
I heard that you like pretty feet.
Jackie says maybe the Instagram algorithm knows your search history and puts you on Asian girl, Asian college student.
That's
Carrie that's wants to talk about funny. The Houston Texans. What do you say, Carrie?
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Hey, good.
So I know you guys goof a lot, makes it a great show, but there was a great discussion, and whoever called in and asked about the difference between a pro personnel guy and a GM and kind of the ins and outs of those jobs. That was very insightful conversation. And I called a couple of weeks ago just about the Texans. And from what I gathered from Lance's description of the jobs, both of those jobs, including the GM, are so demanding that one person probably can't fill that role by himself or herself. They need people. And so it just kind of goes back to what in God's name are the owners of the Texans. I'm assuming the McNairs own the Texans lock, stock, and barrel. But letting one guy have both jobs of head coach and GM, and let me finish, and I'll let you go. But, I mean, y'all have been through the litany of the bad trades and the bad moves. But it was almost unfair to Bill O'Brien, even though Bob O'Brien, whatever his name is.
Easterby.
To put him in both of those positions. And my question is, knowing what you know about the leadership and the ownership of this team, do you have any confidence at all that these people know the slightest, they have the slightest idea about who to put in charge
B.
as a GM, who to hire as a GM, who to hire as a head coach?
Yeah, it starts at the top. The answer is no. I think Bob McNair had people he could lean on. Didn't mean he'd make the best choices, but you weren't worried about this with Bob McNair. I'm very worried about this with Cal McNair. And yes, you are right, Kerry. It is way too much for Bob McNair, and for Bill O'Brien, and I'm sure he sold, ownership on the fact that Jack Easterby was his right-hand man. And Jack Easterby, it is too much for a head coach. So guess what that means? Jack Easterby was highly involved in all the stuff, all the things that he tries to get away from and distance himself now behind the scenes. And ESPN put him out there. I'm sure it was Bill O'Brien giving him the ammunition to make sure that you knew that he was involved in DeAndre Hopkins. He was involved in all that stuff. So, yeah.
This is a multi-billion-dollar asset.
Oh, I know.
Right? And no organization, I don't care who you are, runs it like this. And so these got to be smart people. And so it kind of makes you go, I mean, listen, Romeo Crennel the other day, we signed the merciless, useless, whatever John calls him. We signed him for $54 million, and he gets in front of the microphone and says, well, what he does really well is rush the passer. But we've been putting him in coverage. Now, listen, I don't care if he's good at coverage or whatever. I don't care. Let him rush the pass. That's why you paid him $54 million. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But that's, it's like it's the top, it's the middle, it's the bottom. It's this thing is so dysfunctional, it just makes you want to get an axe. I don't know. Anyway.
No. All your frustrations are held.
So, wait a minute, let me ask you a question, Kerry. So stuff the Texans are doing, you don't understand? They're maddening?
Huh. Odd.
Wow. That is different. Because all of their moves have made perfect sense over the last, 6 years, 5, 6 years, and especially since Bill O'Brien became GM. The fact of the matter is, Kerry, you hit that nail on the head. Why would you do that if you're the owner? I mean, first of all, why did you fire Brian Gain? Why? And there must be a reason. If it was just that those two got in your ear and they played Jedi mind tricks on you, Cal, then shame on you. But
you can shame on you all you want, but the concern is
Brian Gain had not been fired, this organization would not be in this situation.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so either. And, Kerry, I'm not saying it would be in a great situation. It wouldn't be in this situation.
No.
And Kerry, your frustration is the same frustration I hold, and hopefully a lot of people in Houston, is that you don't – like, you always think, okay, well, what if this – I don't see anywhere for them to turn. If your ownership is devoid of logic or the ability to stand up to people in the building or understanding, having basic understanding about – how to find the best people, then you have to surround yourself with those people. And Jack Easterby's in the building. You gave him a bunch of money, sight unseen. Like, the decisions have been so poor, not just Bill O'Brien and Easterby at the top, since Bob McNair died, that I don't have a lot of hope for
Does
this.
Does anybody have any? No. That's why, hopefully, the media can maybe the media will sway Cal into making the right pick. I don't know.
I thought you were going to say selling the team.
No, he ain't selling the team.
No, I thought that's what you were going to say.
Power. Are you kidding me? When you grow up, you want to be an NFL owner, dude. You can keep Amazon. I'll take an NFL team. Okay.
I'll take Amazon. To be honest.
No, I don't want it. It seems like a lot of work. All I have to do is go and sleep at the game on Sundays.
Bezos is doing?
He's working. He had to work his whole life. You know what you do if you're Cal McNair? You know how many days Cal's worked in his life?
No, you want to be. No,
that's my hero.
You want to be. You want to be the son of an NFL. That's
what, yellow outline. That's my hero.
That's my hero. He goes to the game on Sunday. He eats his fill in the owner's suite.
Good looking wife.
And then they fall asleep during the game. They take a nap.
Yeah, you don't want to be the owner because Bob had to work for his money and building right. up his building up. To buy a team, you want to be Cal.
You want to be
the son of the owner,
the Lucky Sperm Club.
Who's going to get when you know you're going to inherit that the job? The team at some point. And the funny, the brother who everyone's like the anonymous brother, no one knows, is like, I don't want any part of that.
No one,
I'll go build my own.
Nope. I'll tell you what I want. I want CBD American Shaman CBD oil. That's what I want. If you're looking for the best CBD oil in the business today. I hear people talking about on other radio shows. They're talking about their CBD oil. Your CBD oil sucks. Okay? My CBD oil is the best. It mixes science and nature. Okay? Because CBD American Shaman.
Sound like Trump. And nature.
And nature. Okay?
Listen, the best. You've got
the highest rated.
You've got a low rated CBD place. Terrible ratings, worst Google reviews
ever
in the business.
Hey, you want to relieve everyday stress, healthy inflammatory response, calmness, relaxation? This really does do this. Quality sleep, healthy joint function, natural sleep. It's all with CBD American Shaman because the CBD oil and the water actually mix. And water and oil don't mix. Well, they do here. And right now you get a $100 gift card and you get an additional $20 free. On that card, but you got to redeem it at the store that it was purchased. And you can find that store at shopcbdtx.com. There are 30 locations from Katy to Galveston to Beaumont, Galveston to Conroe, all over the city. So you'll find one near you. Shopcbdtx.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We've got a dinner and a movie giveaway just for our listeners. Here's your chance to win a $100 Uber Eats gift card and a Voodoo code to watch the new movie, Greenland, and that's Voodoo, V-U-D-U. And it's the new movie Greenland for free in your home. Caller, let's say caller 10 at 10. No, let's say caller 10 at 9:50. Caller 10 at 9:50 to 713-780-3776. One's dinner and a movie courtesy of STX Films. If you haven't heard of Greenland, it's one of those kind of disaster movies where you've got Gerard Butler. Miranda Baccarin's in it as well. We talked about her earlier in the week. She was the mother Dana Brody in Homeland, but Miranda Baccarin and Gerard Butler star. So if you like disaster movies, this one's going to be good. Rotten Tomatoes gives it an 87.
I saw that.
87. So caller 10 at 9:50 wins a $100 Uber Eats gift card and a VUDU, I'm going to call it Voodoo, code to watch the new movie Greenland. So call in 9:50.
Ooh, I need to watch this trailer. I kind of like those movies. You like those movies?
I like the disaster movies.
I do, too.
Movies, where it's straight, like, avoiding comets or earthquakes or
yeah,
something.
Typically. Yeah, typically. I don't like, my wife loves the one with the, to this day, anytime it's on, I know for a fact she's going to watch Independence Day. If it comes on, she's going to watch Independence Day.
And I like that one, too.
But I do. There's something about, and I watch natural disasters on YouTube, rabbit holes. I'm that guy. Kind of sick, but Gerard Butler, one second he's kicking people into a well, the next second, or no, he didn't do that. That was a bad guy. He kicked him into the well in 300.
No, he did it.
That's right. He kicked the bad guy in. So, one second he's kicking people into a well, the next one he's probably saving Earth, is my guess here.
Or the White House or something. This time when he's saving the president, this time it's he's a family man trying to avoid a natural disaster in Greenland, and you'll be able to watch it for free and get a $100 gift card in a matter of really 45 seconds.
Yeah.
If you're caller 10.
Wow. This is a pretty good deal. $100 Uber Eats, and you get a chance to see this movie absolutely free at your own home. So here are some records. So there's a lot of records that are going to be broken this NFL season. How about some of these? And I'll start with rookie Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert right now needs just 3 touchdown passes to break Baker Mayfield's 2-year-old record of 27 touchdowns, most by a rookie. So he's got, you know, he's got 3 games to go. There's a decent chance that Justin Herbert gets to 30 touchdown passes as a rookie. He's going to break that record more than likely. Speaking of other records that he is going to break, his great shot of overtaking the rookie mark for passing yards of 4,374. That was set by Andrew Luck, and he played all 16 games. Justin Herbert did not play all 16, most of them, but not all of them. Here's some other records. Travis Kelce. Now, this is incredible. He's already become the first tight end with 5 straight 1,000-yard receiving seasons. He's also become the first tight end with 3 1,200-yard receiving seasons. It's all happened consecutively. With another 50 yards, he's going to become the first tight end with multiple 1,300-yard seasons. And by averaging just 42.7 yards the rest of the way, Kelce is going to get to 1,378 yards, which will break George Kittle's 2-year-old record for most receiving yards by a tight end. And this is probably the coup de grace. He is going to become the first tight end, or he can, to lead the NFL in receiving yards. He's got 1,250, and that gives him a 70-yard advantage over DK Metcalf. I would say there is a great chance that he becomes the first tight end ever to win the battle for most receiving yards. Aaron Rodgers has a chance to break his own record. He set in 2011 for QB quarterback rating. 122.5 is a record. He's at 119.7. You've got completion percentage in a season. Drew Brees is slightly off his record pace from a couple seasons ago, 74.4. He's at 73.5, but he hasn't, you know, played forever. James Robinson is going to break the rookie record for yards from scrimmage. He's got 1,361 combined. He's going to break that record. He's going to break, with 70 more yards, he's going to break Dominic Rhodes' record for most rookie rushing yards for an undrafted rookie. That's the record. Most times sacked in a career. There is a decent chance that Ben Roethlisberger can break that record this year. Interceptions in a season. I don't think Night Train Lane's 14 interceptions. I don't think anyone's going to get to that. But Xavien Howard has 9. So he could become the first player to hit double digits since Antonio Cromartie in 2007. And the first one to get to 11 since Everson Walls in 1981. So double-digit interceptions does not happen a lot, but that's the smoke and mirrors that Miami's using to win.
Kelce is MVP.
Yeah. I think it could. Right now, the 2-1 favorite is Pat Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers is the second favorite at plus 250, I believe. Russell Wilson's plus 3,000. Like, no one else is really in it. Josh Allen's in the mix.
Where's
there.
Where's Tyreek? I think Tyreek's up there.
I didn't see Tyreek.
You didn't?
I mean, it's really a 2-man show now. Aaron Rodgers and Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. NFL, let's see, MVP. No. What Travis Kelce is doing is unbelievable. Unbelievable. When was the last time a tight end
never
led the league?
Never.
Yeah.
It's never happened. He'll probably do it this year. He's 70 yards ahead of DK Metcalf with 3 games to go. I can't see DK catching him, making up that yardage. Because Kelce, DK can be a little bit hit or miss every once in a while. Kelsey's going to get his every game. Are you kidding me? And I guarantee you that Pat Mahomes wants him to get that.
Yeah. Well, his teammate's only 92 yards behind him.
Yeah.
Tyreek did have like 300 in a game, so you never know.
Yep.
200 and a half.
I would think he's got a better chance of catching him.
Than DK? I would think so, too.
Yep. Yep. That's all he's got to do is break one, you know, would an 80-yarder, he's right there.
Shortest wide receiver to lead the league in reception yards? Tyreek Hill, do you think? How tall is Reek?
They list him at 5'10".
5'10"?
5'10"?
That's what he's listed at.
Hold up, man. And I know he wasn't able to He wasn't able to go to the combine.
Why is that, Lance?
He had some, there were some concerns.
Stuff that he did?
Yeah, stuff.
There were some issues.
He did stuff.
His pro day results, let's get that. Tyreek Hill, I'm not buying his 5'10". 68 inches. Nope, that'd be 5'8".
Yeah, I just got you where he's listed. That's all.
5'8", 185 pounds.
Well, he wasn't at the combine. Where'd you get that? That 68
measurables, his pro day scores. That's where his pro day was.
Oh.
Maybe he ran a 4.29 at his pro day.
Maybe he grew like Jason Tatum did.
A 40.5 vertical leap. 8-inch hands, tiny hands. He's never going to be a good receiver.
He is. He had the issues in college. He's little, small hands. Now, what did he run?
Crazy speed, 4.29.
Yeah, that's.
The fastest player that I've ever seen, the two fastest are going to be Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Ruggs is fast. I've never personally seen anyone faster in college football than Jalen Waddle. And I'd heard he was really fast, but watching him on tape, it's like he's at 1.5 and everyone else is at 1. Jalen Waddle's separation is ridiculous. You're going to have to make major, major concessions defensively, just like you do for Tyreek Hill. Because if you don't, you're going to get slaughtered. Like you can't cover him man-to-man. When people do that, it's like Pat Mahomes just goes, I'm not stupid. If you're going man-to-man, we're just going to call something that gets him on the straight go, and good luck.
Because
guess what? He's also a ball winner in the air, which is Jalen Waddle, too.
Unless Xavier Howard's there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Smoke and mirrors.
One-handed.
Smoke and nine.
So,
nine picks, smoke and mirrors.
All right. Quickly, before you go, man, with all the Raiders injuries tonight, the Chargers plus 3.5 at the Raiders?
I like it. At the Raiders?
Yeah, but what is home field advantage?
The Chargitos are not exactly killing the game lately.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Yeah, but you know what I like?
And over?
How high is that?
53.5. Maybe not as much as you thought.
Yeah, but you got all those secondary guys out for the Raiders.
I know. But Keenan Allen's got a hamstring. Mm. But you got all those I got to play him anyway. Yeah. I got him on my team. Bills minus 6.5 at the Broncos. Boy, the Broncos are a weird team. Man, when Drew Lock gets hot, they are a
They went in and smacked Carolina last week. The Broncos are one of those teams that either toilet or dangerous. They just don't have a lot in between. What's the number there?
6.5. Bills.
Against Buffalo?
At the Broncos.
But it's at Denver, yeah. The Bills are laying that kind of number
in
cold weather, but they come from cold weather. How cold is it there? If we're in the 30s this morning, how cold is it in Denver? 7?
14 below.
It's 31
right now.
31.
It's warmer than here.
Nah, we're a little cooler.
Damn it.
By game time, what the hell?
I'm telling you, when we got back to Houston, it was warmer in Washington, D.C.
No. By game time, it's going to be 53 degrees.
Oh, perfect. Oh, then I like the Bills. I like the Bills. Although the Denver defense can, I mean.
No, I like the Bills, too.
I like the Bills. But yeah, better team. Packers are 8.5 against the Panthers. Not surprisingly, we like the better teams.
Yeah, you guys are really groundbreaking.
We are.
Approach.
How about Bruce Arians getting on the media because of how they're criticizing Tom Brady?
He's like, I don't know why you guys are taking so many shots at him.
Hey, baby, I don't know what you're doing here, Jack. I don't know what, Daddy, what's going on here, baby.
All these guys criticizing.
Hey, why is this old jazz man? Why is this New Orleans? A shout out to Texas Cleaver, who said, Bruce Arians feels like a French Quarter jazz man, a guy who plays horn in the quarter.
Yeah.
He does. He has
does.
That vibe.
He does.
Well, I guess we'll go through these games tomorrow with you.
No, we won't.
I'm not here.
What? You that lazy?
Yeah. No.
Are you?
Surgery.
Oh, Charlie Granato.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
It's a Friday. Charlie Granato's off. Ooh.
Eye surgery. Oh, you want to switch places? You want to make fun of someone who could die tomorrow? Okay,
you can't die tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Are you
fearful? How do you feel now about yourself?
You know what he's doing? He's getting his Homelander. Eyes so he can.
Meow.
Yeah.
Is he going to stand on the top of a building and. like Homelander did at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, why was he doing that?
I feel like that'd be
no,
fun.
No, I feel like he's probably done that before.
On the top of a building? Yeah.
Naked on the top of a building?
Going to work.
959 ESPN 97.5. You're going home. Bye.
I'm going home with my Chevy Traverse. I got to go see my daughter. I got to have lunch. And the Chevy Traverse is what's going to take me there. The Chevy Traverse is incredible. There's employee pricing going on right now, and the Chevy Traverse is included. But I want to tell you about finding new roads with Chevy products. I've driven the Chevy Silverado. It is an awesome pickup truck. And, of course, you can get it decked out with however you like it. And a lot of them will you know, even when you get them standard, they come so nice now that you don't even have to do anything. But there are some that are really tricked out that are incredible. I drive a Chevy Traverse, and I love my Chevy Traverse. It has great interior space for all my big family. I can carry stuff. We go out of town on vacation for driving there. We're able to get everything inside the Traverse. It's a great vehicle. It's smooth. It handles well. And I relied on Rick Drenner, the general sales manager over there, because Rick said, look, Lance, I'm going to tell you right now, it has a great price point. But the other thing is, it's just like any of the SUVs that you're driving out there. It's really got smooth handling. And he was right. Whether you want to lease or you want to purchase, never been a better time with employee pricing than right now. Chevy Traverse, Chevy Silverado, all the Chevy products. Chevy, find new roads. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.